Good morning, gentlemen. We learned how the Yetzer Hara first tries to convince a person that he needs to invest in getting people to like him because they have the ability to help him and to hurt him, and therefore he needs to invest in other people to make sure that he is well liked, appreciated. He has a Shem Tov, a good name. That's his first battle, to try to get a person to run after honor and being appreciated by others. Person graduates from that and realizes that people, in as far as helping him or not helping him, are not relevant. We have responsibilities to help people, to love people, yes. But that people are the ones that are going to help you or hurt you. You understand? They're like the ants. And they have no power over you. And therefore, it's not worth it spending your life trying to get people to like you. And if Hashem likes you, they will like you. You don't have to worry about that. You do what's right. So he graduates. He's not falling for that. But then yesterday we learned, it's a new strategy. You're a pure guy. You're only serving Hashem in your life. Your intentions are pure in everything you do. Now, he tries to make you love. It basically makes you fall in love with honor, compliments. You started doing things L'Shem Shamayim, whether you're a rabbi teaching, whether you're a philanthropist giving charity, whether you're helping organizations. He brings a pure person who started with all the right intentions, slowly fall in love with people's comments and people's compliments and all the honor that people give the person for what he does. And rightfully so, we're supposed to compliment people. We're supposed to give people strength. There's nothing wrong with making a person feel good about what they do, and there's nothing wrong with feeling good about what we do. Absolutely nothing wrong with feeling good when someone gives you a compliment. You feel accomplished as long as the compliment is appropriate and it's correct. There's nothing wrong with it. As the person falls in love with the attention that they get for the good that they do, because now that the good feelings become it becomes a drug. He becomes addictive. He wants more and more and more. And slowly, 100% pure turns to 98%, turns to 95%. Before you know it, the guy is 20% pure, 80% looking to attract people to give him all the respect and the good name. So he didn't go down the path. That's not what happened. He went down the pure path. But he makes him fall in love with the honor, and then it turns his path without even realizing. It's a beauty. Now, we graduated from that. Baruch Hashem, we learned about that. Now we're going to be careful. When we do good things in our lives, we're going to be careful that when someone compliments us, we're going to enjoy it. But realize there's danger ahead. Make sure that doesn't get us to change our purity, our goals. It shouldn't take us off the lane of purity. Now that we're aware of it, Baruch Hashem, thanks to the Halot HaLevavot, we are now able to get compliments. I'm not saying that we're able, but because we read it. I'm saying imagine a person has understood this, has worked on it. Now every time he gets a compliment for something good that they do, they will make sure it doesn't change their way of life, doesn't change their direction. Beautiful. So the guy learned the Chovot HaLevavot. He worked on it, and he's perfecting it. He's doing beautiful. Now, the Yetzer Hara, what does he have left? Trying to get you down the wrong road, he couldn't do it. He tried to make you in love with the wrong road, he couldn't do it. Now what? What's the next idol? What can he possibly do? Next step. Says the Chovot HaLevavot, you have it. V'kasher yityaesh hayetzer. When the Yetzer finally gives up hope in that area, milefatot otcha b'derech ze, from seducing you on this matter that we spoke about yesterday, hu ya'amid panim shel mochia. All of a sudden, he takes on a new role. He becomes somebody who will rebuke you. Now, he's going to give you direction. Ve'yishtadel lefatot otcha. He will try to seduce you. Al yedeh sheyatif lecha lehitrahek me'atzeviut. He gives you very strong ideas. He says you need to stay far away from being a hypocrite. What we learned about yesterday of staying pure to the cause, if you really understand it well, you realize it's very hard. It's very hard to stay pure to the cause when you're successful and people appreciate it. People might say it's even impossible. I've heard words like impossible from what we spoke about yesterday. How a person could stay fully pure with success and compliments and all kinds of honor and all kinds of things that are being given to him and stay pure. Some might say impossible. It's possible, but it may feel impossible. Comes the Yetzer Hara and says to you, listen, this is impossible. You have to know. To stay pure with all the love and all this attention and all your name is all over the place. Everyone's talking about you. It's impossible to stay pure. You know that. And I know you. I know your goal is to be pure. I love that about you. But what you're doing, it's impossible to be pure. You understand? Okay. That makes sense. It's pretty hard to be pure with all kinds of compliments and all kinds of respect that people give you. Makes sense. So what does he want from you? And he calls that tzeviut. Tzeviut means hypocrisy. Hypocrisy means you're doing something, but inside of you, you have ulterior motives. You're teaching somebody, but in your mind, you want something back. You're giving charity, but in your mind, you want respect. That's called hypocrisy. You're a hypocrite. Maybe it's a better word. I don't know. Tzeviut is lason litzvoa, to paint, meaning the wall is horrible. They put some paint on it. Looks great. Right? A woman's face doesn't look so great. She goes, they paint her face. Now she looks gorgeous. That's how it is. That's called litzvoa. It's a cover-up. Right? Means you are one way, but you look another way. Fake. It's not a true representation of what you're doing. See, here you are. You're doing beautiful things, seemingly because it's important to do that. You're responsible. You want to give. You want to help people. You want to teach. You want to learn. You want to pray. You want to do mitzvot. Looks like you're doing it because of pure motives that it's the right thing to do. But meanwhile, inside, there's a cover-up here of a person looking for something else. Looking for honor. Looking for... That's why you're praying like that. People see you pray. They say, you're such a tzaddik. Take 10 minutes in your Amidah. Sometimes 15 minutes. The taled's over your head. I told you, it covers your face now. It's going down and down. Soon they won't even see your feet. Wow. He was, look at that guy. Look how he prays. Look how he does the mitzvot. Look how careful he is. All the things. And you continuously upgrade yourself. He says to you, listen, to be real 100%, impossible. With all your success in what you do, there's something that's always going to be fake about you. Maybe it'll be 5%, maybe 10, maybe more. But it's impossible to be pure. You understand, right? You're a great man. You do great things. People know that. Everything you do is beautiful. The way you pray, the way you talk to people, the way you give charity, the way you learn Torah, the way you teach, the way you deal with people. Everything beautiful. You're a beautiful man. And people recognize that. And they're going to give you compliments. It's not possible to be 100%. It's going to be automatically something fake inside of you looking for something else. And Be'emet, he's right. Be'emet, it's very hard. Be'emet, someone who says, I want to be pure all my life despite my success, it's not so easy. To have your name in a building and still be 100% pure is not so easy. It's not. This is emet. It's a hard thing. Doesn't mean you are chasing it. But when it's there, it's a reality. You love it. And when you love it, you want it. Who doesn't want things they love? So here you're asking the guy to love it, but not want it. It's hard. So he says, listen, I want to tell you, this is a very bad thing to be a fake person. First, he tries to get you to be fake. That was yesterday. Today, he gives you a rebuke that you cannot be fake. You understand? No fakeness about you. You got to stay very far away from this fake life of doing good things and getting and doing it with in mind for ulterior motives. Even for 5%, you can't do it. Not the way to live life. You know that. He says, therefore, you have to keep far away from this lifestyle of being fake. Okay, so what does he want you to do? Ve'yomar lechakach. This is what he'll tell you then. Af im ta'avod et Hashem belev shalem. Even when you serve Hashem with a complete heart, whatever you do, all the good things that you do in life, lo tiyeh avodatcha la'el b'shlemut b'shum open, your avodat Hashem, meaning your actions in life and whatever good that you do, your service of God will never be complete. Ad she'tarhik mimecha et hatzeviut, until you remove completely this little part or big part in you of wanting something else. Le'itrahek, he says, ad ha'katzeh aharon. You have to eradicate it. Gotta get rid of it. I don't want to see anything inside of you that's not pure. You gotta be 100% pure. Okay? It's not possible to be 100% pure, Ela, unless you follow what I just about to tell you. Now I'm going to give you a rebuke. Listen to me good. I know you're a pure person. The only way to do it is as follows. Im tastir mehem. Make sure you hide from people et kol ma'asecha hatobim. Make sure that people don't see you do anything special, anything good. Don't let people see your righteousness. Whatever you do, between you and God. Don't let anybody see what your true colors are. Because once they see, they're going to give you kavod. Once they give you kavod, you're back to the problem. He says, make sure anything good that you do it anonymous. You do it private. Let nobody see your greatness. V'tar'eh lahem. And when they see you, when people see you, you should show them et ha'efech shel ma she'esh b'libecha. Don't allow your beauty and your actions to be known by others. When they see you, they see a regular guy. Behind closed doors, you're a tzaddik yisod olam. But when people see you, act regularly. If great people wear white, you wear blue. Instead, if great people pray in the Bet Knesset, you pray somewhere in the basement in the ladies section. Make sure nobody sees you. Because once they see you, you're in trouble. If people give money, you never, never tell anybody about charity that you give. No one should know that you're charitable. Nobody. People should look at you and say, the guy's so cheap. Doesn't give a dollar. I never heard his name once. He goes up to the Torah and he says, Matanat Yado. You know those guys, the Matanat Yado guys? You know what that means? It means nothing to me. He's saying, you can't start giving money in public. Nobody should hear your name. No one should see you pray the way you pray. Make sure you say somewhere nobody notices you. Go to some underground place that nobody knows. Don't dress the same way that people that dress not that important at the end of the day. But it is important when you want to identify yourself with the right people. This is what's going on. It gives you an assignment. The assignment is all your good should be private. You want to learn? In your office. Close the doors. Learn, nobody sees you. Have a rabbi maybe come talk to you, tell him, listen, you swear him to secrecy, nobody can know that I'm learning. Don't tell anybody. It's between me and you. People learn the Bet Midrash, you learn in your house. Well, you have to learn the Bet Midrash. People see you learning. Learn! Learn with all the gusto. But do it home. Be careful. When people see you, they should see a regular guy. They look at the guy, they say, I don't know, nothing, I don't. Does he even pray, this guy? I don't even know. Does he learn? I never saw him learn. Does he give charity? I have no idea. I don't know. Guy looks as regular as can be. This way, you get no compliments. If you get no compliments, then you'll be a pure person. And everything you do will have no extra negativity, no fakeness. You'll be 100%. It's the only way. But you have to set yourself up to have no ulterior motives. Because you know, in reality, it's impossible. If you're going to go and learn publicly and pray the way you pray, come on, the way you learn, the way you give charity, the way you act, the way it's going to be automatic. There's no way you could do it. So therefore, don't do anything on the outside. On the outside, look like a regular person. Yeah, so you shouldn't be fake. Because once you do everything privately, there's nobody complimenting you. So it's genuine. People say that all the time. I'm a genuine guy. I don't do anything outside. I do privately. It's just between me and God. Hashem knows. I don't like to show anything I do. Drive this car, he shows a lot. But when it comes to service, if you know people like that, they don't like to show their mitzvot. But they show other things. Huh? No. He's trying to get you on a path of purity. He shows you there's a road to pure life. And you need to get on that road. And the only way to stay on this road is you got to be doing things in private. You know how many people like this? So many people, not exactly the way he says it, but many people have this feeling, good people, really good people, that they want to be pure and they don't like to show anything. So whatever they can do when nobody knows, you know what I'm saying? Even though, let's say, they would want to wear the kippah, they won't do it. Because they don't want to show that they're more. They want to mix in. They want to blend in. They don't want to give anybody any kind of feeling that they're higher. Because then, who am I to do things that are more than others? Here, and gives you examples. You ready? Kasher titpalel. So when you pray, tekatzer et tefilatcha kechol haefshar. Short. He says, listen, people who pray a long tefillah, you know, look up. People say, oh, wow, yes. Wow, look at this tefillah. Wow. Beautiful. He said, when you're praying, when people see you, short. Go quick. This way, nobody suspects you of being a great man. When you go home, open up your tehillim, go all the way. Or find a place that nobody knows you. And then you can pray as long as you want. But when you're praying around your family, and your friends, around your community, make sure you do a quick tefillah like everybody else. This way you blend in, you don't stand out. You don't want to stay standing in the Amidah when everyone's finished. You understand the ramifications of that? You know what's going to happen when you keep praying longer than them? You understand what's going to happen. So don't do it. Make sure you cut your tefillah short. Nice. This is real, by the way. This is not like in... It's 1,000 years ago he's writing this. Ve'lo yera'e alecha. Not only you should cut your tefillah short, but it shouldn't be seen on you publicly she'inecha mitpalel beratzon u'bitmasrut, that you pray with sincerity. You know, you close your eyes and you think and you're actually having kavanah and your tefillah. Don't do those things. Don't show off. Open the sidur, hold the sidur halfway, like as if you don't even want to pray. You know, you hold it like whatever. You stand like, you know, you don't stand. There's a way to stand in front of Hashem. And there's a way to stand like, okay, we're here. Let's do this together. What can I do? Make sure your body language doesn't give off any extra piety. Oh, don't move your body. Don't have any, your eyes shouldn't be focused. Your head should not be in the right formation. Just look at everyone. Whatever around you is doing, just do it. If they don't close their eyes, don't close. If they look like they stand because there's no choice, that's how you stand. You blend in. Don't show anything. Nice. He says, Kasher tirtze lilmod. And when you want to go learn, you're a tzaddik. Of course you learn. But when you want to learn, Eze chokhmah. If you want to learn, titboded levadecha. Learn by yourself. Or, if you need to have somebody, you swear him to secrecy. And nobody can know. You go down into the basement, so even windows aren't there. And nobody sees you. Only Hashem knows that you learn. Stay pure. Stay the course. Any good midot, any good ways about you, how you compliment people, how you smile to people, how you do beautiful things for people, don't let anyone see that. Ba'aseh roshem. What you should impress upon people when they see you, ke'ilu ata ovedet Hashem, you want to give off the impression that when you serve Hashem, it's be'atzlut. You should give off the feeling that it's coming with laziness, ubichbedut, and it's heavy for you. You know how it is. Someone does something good, but like, it's like somebody is pushing them in order to do it. That's how you should look, because that's the way they look. Basically, take what people do around you. If that's the way they are really lazy, they're really heavy when they do it. But you gotta blend in, so you have to do the same publicly, only publicly. This way, you won't have a good name. People won't talk about you anymore. And then you will lose your reward, meaning you'll go off to debt. I want you to stay on the road. Oh, there's a big one. Never tell anyone what to do. Never tell a guy, you know, your tefillah could be a little bit better. Don't do that. Don't tell people about what good they should be doing if they're not doing it. I mean, you know what's better for them. And we agree that you really should tell them. Problem is, if you tell them what to do better than what they do, so then, yeah, now you're revealing your true identity, which of course is a very dangerous thing. And people will start to see that you're really better than you are. Don't. People say, I don't tell anyone what to do. Who am I? That's what he tells you. Do not ever tell people la'asot tov, v'la'mana me'asot ra, or not to do bad. Don't do that. Don't look like you're better than them. You're with them, they're doing the wrong thing. You just keep go along. You don't say a word. Don't tell people that they're not doing the right thing. Don't tell people that they should do the right thing. Don't do that. Ve'al todia et chokhmatcha. Never let people know how wise you are. Never, you know, quote pesukim, even the right ones. You said that, but that's never quote a mishnah. Never quote a gemara. Never quote a halakha. People don't know what to do in this situation. Everybody's there. They say, anyone know what to do? I don't know. I know. You know. But don't tell them. Don't tell them. Because once you tell them, they say, oh, wow. We didn't know you should tell me hacham. So make sure you don't reveal your wisdom in public. That's right. Never teach anybody. Because once you teach somebody, again, hold up, wow, what a great teacher. What, you're so smart, you're so good. Don't do that. Don't give classes, don't do nothing. Don't do it. Velo yira'e alecha siman shel yirat shamayim. And it should never be seen on you any sign of heavenly fear of God. You should never, never allow people to see yirat shamayim on your face. Of course, you are the most yirat shamayim. We know that. You're the most God-fearing man. Keep it inside so it stays protected. Keep it in the bottle. Outside, regular guy. Don't make yirat, no yirat shamayim. That's what I was saying. You have yirat shamayim, people have yirat shamayim. A lot of them wear kippot. You know, you would wear a kippah, but don't do it. Because if you wear a kippah, people think that you have yirat shamayim. Now you stand out in the crowd that you're in. So make sure you don't wear a kippah. Because wearing a kippah will give people the impression that you might be better than them. And now they're going to start talking about you, that maybe you're better. Don't do that. In this place, your friends and your neighborhood, they don't do that. Don't do it. You don't want to be known as the Yerei Shamayim, the God-fearing guy. Stay low-key. Ve'lo ot shel avodat Hashem. And no sign of service of Hashem. Kedei shebenei adam lo yechabedu otcha biglal zeh. So people shouldn't honor you because of this. And more. He says more. He said, and in order that you should be really complete. I mean, what I'm telling you so far is stage one, not to show good, to do things privately. And if you want to do this in a mehudar way, in the most beautiful way. I just told you the standard directions. But now if you want to do it, you want to do this in the most effective, most beautiful way, let me tell you what you could add. Alecha lehityaded im kol shechvot b'nei adam. You should be friendly with all people. Someone calls you to go out for dinner, you go. Doesn't matter. Maybe it's not the right conversation. Maybe it's not the right place. Maybe it's not the right atmosphere. Doesn't matter. You have to look on the outside. Pashut. You're like everyone else. You blend in. If you start saying, I won't go here, I don't do that, all of a sudden people are going to say, hey, what happened to you? Are you like a servant of God or something? And of course you don't want that. I mean, you're proud of that. You're not trying to hide that. You're proud of it, but you know what's going to happen. So therefore, make sure you stay friendly with everybody. Kol shechvot, all the levels. Ve'linhog keminhagehem. Not only be friendly, not like friendly, like, you know, say hello from far, Shabbat Shalom. Yeah, that's going to give off who you are. If you don't go where everybody goes, they're going to soon realize, why not coming? Every time we have something like this, you're not there. Why? They understand. You're going to give off the real information. So therefore, he says, make sure you accustom yourself, whatever they do. However they do it. Whatever they do, you do. And to follow their way. The way people are, sometimes they're serious. Sometimes they it's talk. Joking, it's a joking way. So if that's what they do, that's what you do. Sit around with them, you make the same jokes like them. You laugh like them. Ve'lo lishmor et atzmecha kol kach mishekarim u'shvot. Meaning, if people like to, talk lashon hara, or they like to talk, like to twist the truth a little bit, they like to exaggerate. Listen, what are you going to do? If that's what everyone does, you have to blend in. So you got to blend in and you got to talk the talk. Once you step out of your social circle, they're going to think you're something special. Just stay within the norm as much as possible. Will it haber itam ba'achila u'shtiya? Make sure you eat with them. Make sure you drink with them. You go to the wrong places. Of course, you make sure that you don't do everything wrong there, but try to fit in. Don't say I'm not going there. Don't say I don't go there. That's too much. Your circle all goes there. What happens if you're not there? So go there. Have a beer. Have a beer. Have a drink. What could be wrong with a beer? But you're in the wrong restaurant. You're in the wrong place. Yeah, but people have to realize that you're nothing special. And in this place, nothing special people, that's what they do. So if you want to say nothing special, you got to go. Of course, watch yourself, of course. You're a tzaddik at the end of the day. You don't do these things. Watch yourself. But make sure that you're close enough where you also look not so special. Understand? So go, do what you have to do, drink what you have to drink. You want to have a couple of tomatoes, you can do that too. Just stay within range. Whatever you could do, of course, you gotta do the best you can. But look formal, please. Don't stick out. He says, let's say the people talk about sports. Let's say the Super Bowl's coming. You're all in. Read up on it. Make sure when they talk about it, You're also involved. You don't want to be left out. Because if you don't talk about the Super Bowl, they might think you're religious. They might think you're Talmid Hakam. They might think you're Oved Hashem. They might think you have real priorities in life. You understand? So make sure you're there. You know what? You can make the Super Bowl party also. Make it for them. Of course, you only serve the best foods. Turn off the commercials also. Maybe even have a class during halftime. That's acceptable. Having a class during halftime doesn't mean you're a tzaddik. That's within range. Understand? You could be a good guy. Don't be a great guy. Be a decent guy. Make sure you're all in. You have the right talk. You have the right discussions. Velitzchok harbe itam. A lot of jokes. They like to laugh, these people. Just laugh. Just laugh. Keep laughing. Even if it's not funny, just laugh. You gotta laugh. You gotta get people to laugh. The answer to that, since he showed you a road to be pure, but it's impossible to be pure, he tells you, if you're gonna get compliments, you're gonna start turning into being fit. So he says, go down a different road. So go to the other road. The other road, right, he's just circling to the same place, by the way. He's circling to the same spot, but he takes you down a different direction. He says, I love you, you're right. So go to the other way. Okay, maybe not everything is going to happen in your personal life, but many of these things we see in many of us. Many of these things. Maybe one you would never do, that's too much for me. But many of these things are very relevant. We see that all the time. Right? So basically, he's trying to get you to be pure by being very private and letting nobody know. So basically, he says, Ve'im tishma, says the Chovot Lavot, be careful of this lifestyle. Im tishma bekol yitzrecha, if you agree and listen to him, he says, utkabel et atzatozo, and you will accept such advice. No matter how much of this you take, some will take a little, some will take more. Tered mata mata. He is taking you down. Not just down, down, down. Velo rak et ha-mitzvot tehdal milikayim. He says, by the way, at the end of the line here, where this is going, not only you'll stop doing mitzvot, but even your emunah you'll start losing. You won't even realize it. Because since you're acting outside like such a normal person, you will become that person. Because a person is very much affected by his surroundings and by what he does. His actions are the biggest effect of who he is. So by regulating you to be normal and to be around everyone normal and to do everything normal, you're going to become normal and maybe less than normal. Without even realizing, he's stripping everything from under you. And he uses the argument of righteousness. He wants you to be so pure. In the meantime, he gets you to be low. He says, V'tomar lo, says the Chovot HaLevavot. Go tell him. Ketzad ata mesaper li. How do you tell me you're trying to help me beat my enemy? Which is tzeviut, which means to be fake. But you're doing the opposite. Not only you're not helping me, you're helping my enemies beat me. You're destroying my koach. Look what he said. I'm going to finish with this. Look at these words. I want to understand them a little better, maybe with your help. He says, Ve'ech eshma bekolecha. How do you expect me to follow your advice, Mr. Yetzer Hara, that I should live in hiding in my righteousness? How do you expect me to listen to you? Livroach meha esh haketana. You're telling me to run from a small fire. Imagine a guy, God forbid, has a small fire. So he runs away into a huge fire. That's what you're telling me to do. You're telling me to run from a small fire, right? Being not so pure is not so great. It's a small fire. So he says, run. Run from the fire. To go where? To a bigger fire. So you're taking me. You're taking me to strip me of everything good that I have. Hare kol ha-siba she'ani boreach me'ahavat ha-pirsum ve'akavod. The whole reason why I'm running away from being honored and being noticed, the whole reason why I'm running away from it, he says, ena ela, it's only because she'ani hoshesh, because I'm worried she'eshtadel, that I'm going to start doing things limtzoh hen be'anei adam, to find favor in people's eyes. The whole reason why I'm running away from kavod and from people noticing me is that I shouldn't start doing things for that purpose. Al yedeh she'ehevot Hashem. Me, I don't want to get honor for serving God. I don't want to get credit. And I don't want to get compliments for doing the right thing. That's why I'm running away from that, according to you. But he says, well, look what you're doing to me. Atah mitzaveli. You're telling me liyod od yoter garua. You're telling me to be even worse. She'eshtadel limtzohen be'enei b'nei adam. Al yedeh she'lo avodat Hashem. I'm running away from serving Hashem because I want kavod. So I'm running away from that. So you put me in a place that I'm going to get noticed by others and be normal with them by not serving Hashem. That's what you're taking. You're taking me to be recognized amongst my peers as someone who doesn't serve Hashem. That's where you're taking me. I'm trying to avoid a small fire. I'm serving God, but maybe I have some fakeness, trying to avoid that. So I shouldn't do things to find favor in people's eyes. That's why I'm running away. So now I'm going to do things to find favor in people's eyes, but not to serve Hashem. That's how I'm going to solve the problem. So what's the solution? The solution in life is, listen, whatever I can do behind closed doors, of course I do it behind closed doors. But whatever needs to be done in public, you do it in public. And you work on your inside. And you work to make yourself better. You got to work on it. You shouldn't hide your tefillah. You shouldn't hide your righteousness. You shouldn't hide your tzedakah if it's needed not to hide. You shouldn't hide what you do in life. People should notice you, that you're a good example. Nothing wrong with that. You may end up being savua. You may end up, you're right. So work on it. Work on it. Work to be a pure person. Don't hide yourself. Don't live in hiding. That's not going to help you be a better person. It's going to take you and destroy you. Unbelievable. He takes you down the righteousness road, but with a little blind exit. But not a blind exit just out of the road. A blind exit into disaster. Got to be careful. In life, what you need to do publicly, you do publicly. And you're proud of it. But work on your kavanot. Work on yourself. Be more pure. Realize that you should do it, not because people say. Test yourself. You know, would you do the same thing if you were in private? Would you pray the same way if you were home? And always question yourself. How to become more pure and more pure. Yes, work on it. Work on being fully pure. But this is not the way. This is not the way to make an imposter of who you really are. Because that imposter will soon become who you are. And that will be even worse than the way you start. So that's a beautiful day.